I'm Molly McNett, and this is an excerpt from my story, Ozzy the Burrow, which is one of the stories in a collection entitled One Dog Happy, which was published by the University of Iowa Press. Dear Will, my name is Grace. I'm glad you liked my picture. Maybe there are other women who sent you pictures and you're writing to them too. I only chose yours. I understand either way, but please tell me if you are writing to others. You said, a truthful relationship is the most important thing. This is the most important thing to me, too. In my life, there has not been enough of that. In fact, I'll start by saying that I'm correcting this a lot as I go. My spelling is poor, and I'm using the computer to help with it. I have grammar check on, too, but some things it marks don't make sense to me, or if it slows me down too much, I start to ignore it. I did not finish high school. I am currently working on a GED equivalency. I want to be truthful about that and a few other things. I think if you like me, you'll like me whether I have high school or college or not, or any other things I might tell you here, and vice versa. I tried to spell that vice versa, an example that shows you the kind of mistakes. Anyway, I hope you'll like that I'm truthful, which was why I picked you, not that I didn't like the picture. I was not picturing someone like you at first, but you look like a very good, solid person and carry your weight well. I don't mean to offend you. I am not perfect, and here are some things related to that. First, I am 40. This is not young, but you said I did look young. In fact, the picture I sent was taken maybe quite a while ago, before I actually needed false teeth. Now, just recently, I got fitted for the teeth, and they came in, but I didn't get them in time for the recent picture they wanted, and did send an old one. Also, my hair is still long, but in the picture it was only a little gray, now it is all gray. So I will send you another picture so you can judge better. I didn't do this to lie in any way, only that I really just got the false ones and wanted to be smiling in the picture. You probably think 40 is young for false teeth. I won't go into why I needed them, only that it wasn't related to brushing, which I do, but with not getting to the dentist when some people could have. They look pretty natural. I only got them recently, in fact, and it's because my dad died that I haven't had enough money to get them and this computer that I'm writing to you on. I suppose it gave me the courage to try this service that we're trying. You say that you are divorced. Do you mind me asking why? I never married. I have a son who is 25 and does okay for himself, but still lives with me. My son has a girlfriend and she is expecting. She lives here with us for the moment. I don't have a husband because I had my son when I was 15 and his father was also my father. My son is not retarded at all. He's normal. I'm sorry if that knocks the blank out of you. I don't like people who tell you everything at first either. I wasn't sure if I should say it. I typed it in and then deleted and then typed it in again. And finally I thought that it was something you might discover after a long time and then say, arg, no spelling available, and run in the other direction. That or the teeth. Maybe the teeth, even more so. I can type pretty fast. I began typing in high school. I did stop high school when I had my son, but I always read the newspaper and a lot of books, and sometimes I look things up when I read, words and things. I read mysteries, mostly. If you'd rather not keep emailing me or meet me at this point, it's okay. I just wanted to get it out on paper, though email isn't paper. I like it, though. I think it lets me say what I wanted to say. Sincerely, Grace. Dear Will, thanks for your email. I'm glad that you liked the new picture. My son scanned it for me at his girlfriend's work. He's smart about a lot of things. His ACT was high enough for college, but he didn't want to go right away. He worked and then waited a little too long, and now he has his girlfriend, and so on. You say that your wife went behind your back. That's a terrible thing. So it's no wonder that you don't want to rush into anything. Does this mean you don't want to write to me anymore, or just that you don't want to meet me right away? When you say that the other women who you got were ridiculous, what do you mean? I guess I'm happy for it, but I wonder what you think counts as ridiculous in a woman. Yesterday, after I got your letter, I saw the neighbors pull out their driveway. I knew they'd be gone all weekend, so I went over and bounced on their trampoline. I was bouncing and laughing like a crazy woman. Do you think that's ridiculous? Like I say, I'm 40, but my knees are good, and I think I could climb a tree if I wanted. I'm pretty small in build. When you say I seem to be totally honest, I'm glad. That's what I'm trying to be when I write to you, but in life, too. And I think I could tell you something honestly. I wouldn't ever cheat on somebody. I'm not saying I couldn't have fights or differences with somebody, and I would not say I'd never break up with somebody, but I wouldn't go behind somebody's back. I also want to say something else. You say that the man your wife cheated with was normal weight, but you know those are not the reasons people really cheat. Why she did it doesn't have anything to do with that, I bet. I wrote, "It don't," and the checker corrected me. When you really love someone, they can be 300 pounds, and you'll still love them. If you are 300, I don't mean that's the limit. You don't have to say you're sorry about what happened to me. It gave me Lorne, and he's the best thing that ever happened to me in a lot of ways, so I can't be sorry. I won't say it wasn't hard, and I felt about as down as a person could get many, many times. I bet it shocked you that I told you it. In some ways, I thought you wouldn't write back. Maybe it was a test. I want to say something else. Nobody else knows what I told you. There was my dad, of course, and he's dead now. Sometimes people have rumored it, but my dad early on, when I got pregnant, told everyone there was some man I was running around with, and that was what people thought. Once some boys beat up Lorne and called him inbred, but I said, of course, it was nonsense. He wonders why his real dad wouldn't be curious about him, and that's painful for him, I think. But pain isn't the worst thing. Firstly, it shows you that you can stand things. Secondly, you understand more about everyone around you. They all suffer, and you see we're all the same in that way, and so on. You should remember this when your divorce really hurts you. That's enough of my story, and it's too much to vomit it all out right here. I don't want these letters to just be me vomiting my life out. Tell me something more about you. Sincerely, Grace. Dear Will, thanks for your email. I don't think baseball is boring, but I don't know much about it. I don't think people here even know the White Sox. Even now, all I see is Cubs hats if I notice it at all. But I know they won the World Series, and that is the biggest deal in baseball. And one thing I did look at in the papers is the manager, Ozzy. I bet you like him, because he says what he thinks. When he calls for that one pitcher, he puts his arms out wide to his sides and says, "Give me the fat guy." That's pretty funny. That's no offense either, since that fat guy is a real great pitcher. Lorne says he throws 96 miles an hour sometimes. Jenks, Lorne told me, is his name. Then he asked me why was I interested in baseball anyway. I didn't tell him anything yet, but soon maybe I will tell him about you, and I hope we can all meet each other. About my dad dying. Yes, it was recent, just a month ago. You say you didn't know what's appropriate to say in that circumstance and so on. It's actually funny if you stand back from it. I suppose they don't make cards in the store for this particular situation. I just now laughed out loud, thinking how a card like that might be worded, but I won't repeat it here. I guess I felt some sadness. Things did change with my dad over the years. He started going to church after Lorne was born, and the pastor sent him to AA. In AA, he had to tell everybody he was sorry for things, including me. He spent all his time writing his journal and going to meetings and calling this other drunk, who is also clean, and helping him. I don't know if you know AA, but all the drunks call each other. It's a good system and everything, but the apologizing is what they make you do. The apology is for the drunk, not for the other one. The other one could be a tree standing there or a post or something. There's something almost as selfish about someone like that in recovery as there is about someone falling down drunk all the time. But once he started AA, my dad never came near me again. and he treated Lorne very nice, and Lorne loved him. Something you might not understand is why I didn't try to get away and live somewhere else ever. At first, I guess I didn't know any better, and then Dad went to AA, and Lorne got older and really loved Dad like he might his own dad, which he was. You might have to forgive your wife. Until you do it, there is something always pinching at you. I don't remember my mom, but she went behind my dad's back and left and everything. I feel sure he never did forgive her and maybe ended up doing terrible things, all going back to that. I guess everyone does terrible things. It's true that some are more terrible than others. Something a little terrible about me is how much I have enjoyed the money that Dad left behind. I do want a car and will get one soon, but my credit is not the best there is. So I got the phone set up by check and then quite a few brand new clothes and sneakers and my dental work and this computer like I told you. That has changed more than I can say. First of all, I'm writing to you. Did you know you can pay your bills right from your checking on the computer? Maybe everybody does this. I'm learning to do it. It feels good to pay them, I'll say that. Maybe you think this is strange, but I never dated anybody. When Lorne was small, I went to our pastor for counseling. That was the one who sent Dad to AA. He sat me down and told me he loved me and wanted to marry me. Then he tried something, too, but stopped when I told him to. He was about 50. He was very angry when I said no. This will sound like I'm complaining, but I didn't have a good opinion of men in general, and all these things confused it. I really did want to love someone. It wasn't that I didn't want to. Even when Dad was really sick, and that was the last 2 years, I somehow couldn't do anything about it. I had Lorne for company. Well, I'm not saying this very well. I'm glad I met you, or that I'm writing to you. But you shouldn't say that it's sad about Lorne. He's the best thing to happen to me, though what happened before it was the worst thing. I can't have one without the other, so I accept the first. He's a good boy, and I've tried so hard. I was really afraid he wouldn't turn out good, and this really gave me a lot to work on, actually. Everybody needs something to work on. All I wanted was for Lorne to turn out normal, and he did. My dream was for him to go to college, but you can't make your kids be everything for you. That's why I'm getting my own GED, because I don't want to be bitter with him. He's kind and respectful to adults, and I want him to be happy for himself. I never asked if you had kids. Sincerely, Grace.